The senior presidential adviser, PV Obeng, has stressed the need for the state to address in a more systematic manner the mounting challenges in the Western region as a result of the oil fight. He said the petroleum has brought in its wake certain issues such as coastal degradation and undue pressure on marine resources, especially fisheries. Mr. Obeng was opening a two-day roundtable in Takoradi on a proposed pilot program dubbed Nested System for Governance for Coastal Communities in the Western Region. George Grant Yangson reports.
The roundtable policy dialogue is being organized by the Integrated Coastal and Fisheries Governance Initiative, popularly called Hen Impano Initiative. It is a four-year funded program by the American people through USAID Ghana. It is also a food security program with focus on fisheries being implemented in the six coastal districts of the Western Region since September 2009. And through its learning by doing approach, the initiative is designing a model for coastal and fisheries governance that can be scaled up to the nation as a whole. The purpose of the roundtable is to discuss this proposal, how development can be saved by a nested governance arrangement that better connects needs and actions in the district and community levels with the decisions taken by central government. Last year, the Hen Impano Initiative published a policy brief for public comments. The brief has been undergoing refinements and will be submitted to government. Consequently, the discussions will further subject the document to final stakeholder review. In an address, the senior presidential advisor, PV Obeng, who represented the vice president, Kwesi Bekwe-Imsa-Asa, noted that the Western Region's coastal districts are experiencing huge ecosystem change driven principally by the production of oil and gas from offshore reserves. This is compounded by major expansion in oil palm and rubber plantations and an emerging tourism industry. In addition, fisheries and coconut plantations and farmlands for food production, which have been the primary source of livelihood for many coastal communities, continue to decline. Mr. Obeng said, the coastline and the sea are essential parts of the people's heritage and a pragmatic way must be found to manage it. He said the coastline and its sands, for example, are effective ways of controlling floods and erosion and must therefore not be abused. Mr. Obeng stated that government has taken note of the rapid development in the coastal districts in the Western Region being saved by the emergence of the oil and gas industry and will take the appropriate action. Now on them, we commended the hard work that the Hen Impano Initiative has been doing with communities in the coastal belt of the Western Region, involving those most directly affected when defining the challenges and managing the development forces in order to make wise use of natural resources for the benefit of all. The Director Emeritus of Coastal Resources Center, University of Rhode Island, USA, one of the implementers of the initiative, Dr. Stephen Olson, said the process of social and environmental change in the Western Region brought about by the emergence of the oil and gas industry must be addressed and time is of the essence. He said the critical question to answer is whether the governance system can adapt and respond to the intense development process that are reshaping the Western Region today. The Mission Director of USAID Ghana, Ms. Cheryl Anderson, suggests that civil society, market forces, and traditional authority be meaningfully engaged in governance with clearly defined rules and responsibilities. For Radio Ghana, George Grant Nyangson, reporting from Takoradi.